Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a jam-packed show for you and looking forward to talking about a lot of great things in the outdoors today here on Sportsman of Colorado Radio. And we're going to kick the show off today with one of our great sponsors, Outdoor Buddies. And this segment is brought to you by PSL, the Personal Solar Light. Check them out online, personalsolarlight.com. This is a great little light. Again, you've heard us talk about it. We met these folks at the International Sportsman's Expo in January. But this is a compact, bright LED light, 107 lumens, and a compact and portable. It only weighs 4.2 ounces, and it's long-lasting. You charge it for about 4 hours. It burns up to 30, and full waterproof construction, safe to use in the water, a high-grade battery. Again, it's called the Personal Solar Light. So check that out. PSL, Personal Solar Light, personalsolarlight.com. A couple of dates real quick before we get into our interview here. Keep in mind April 4th. That's the deadline to get your applications in for the Colorado Big Game Draw. And then, of course, April 8th kicks off spring turkey here in Colorado. So good luck to everyone there. Well, Outdoor Buddies, again, a terrific organization. And you've been hearing quite a few shows with them here over the last couple of months. But just a terrific organization. We've got a big event coming up and going to have some folks around town and some stores to selling some raffle tickets. And we're going to tell you how you can take advantage of that. But want to welcome in the director for Outdoor Buddies, Mr. Terry Gleason. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Thanks for having us, Scott.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I tell you, you know, that's one thing I love about doing this show. You just, in this outdoor industry, so to speak, boy, you just meet a lot of great people and a lot of great organizations, and it's great to become involved with them. But those that are actually doing things to help others, a lot of fun. We do things with American Heroes in Action, you guys, and boy, it's just a great, fulfilling deal to know you're helping people. So, just for get us started here, tell us a little bit about yourself and then what made you get involved with Outdoor Buddies.
Well, I had a brother-in-law that had a stroke, and he was my hunting and fishing buddy, and he had a lot of challenges getting back to the point where he could actually do hunting and fishing again, and I helped him along the way a little bit, and that was pretty rewarding, and I heard about Outdoor Buddies, and I thought that's an extension of what I was doing with my brother-in-law, so I looked into it and joined them about 2 years ago, and then moved to the board here several months ago. So I was really impressed with Outdoor Buddies and looking into them, and that everybody's a volunteer. Nobody mm-hmm. gets paid anything. So all the donations and proceeds that we get go to helping disabled folks and youth get a chance to get into the outdoors and do some fun things.
Right. Well, that's great. And, you know, these events, I mean, I do some things with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasant Forever. And whenever you do these banquets and all these different deals, these things just don't happen. I mean, it takes a lot of hours. And as you know, we do a lot of meetings. And you guys take away evening hours from your own schedule and your own family. So you have to believe in something to devote as much time to this, because it takes some time.
Well, we have some volunteers that put in many, many hours, and sometimes I wonder how they can do that and still be able to do other things in their life. But we all try to do the best we can, and fortunately, we have a lot of great volunteers, a lot of great directors and officers on the board, and with a lot of knowledge in the whole area of providing opportunities for disabled folks. And, of course, Outdoor Buddies goes all the way back to 1984 mm-hmm. when Craig Hospital and the Department of Parks and Wildlife went together to offer this this kind of program. And so we're pretty proud that we've been around that long and have been able to do a lot of good things for a lot of people.
Wow, that's great. Again, our guest is the director for Outdoor Buddies, Mr. Terry Gleason. And we've got a great event coming up on April 22nd. And this is really our premier deal of the year here to raise some money and to help others get out in the outdoors. And this is going to be held at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. That's just right over off Colfax, across from the Children's Hospital. So, and I think we probably got a meeting coming up here pretty quick. But tell us kind of what's all in store that night.
Well, we last year was my first banquet, and we had some good speakers. We learned a little bit about what Outdoor Buddies has been doing over the last year. Had some great fundraising activities, a good meal, and just a lot of great camaraderie, and met some new folks that became friends and volunteers of Outdoor Buddies. So it's a fun night. It's a great cause, and so I would encourage folks to go online, outdoorbuddies.org, and you can register for the banquet there and see a little bit more about what is planned.
Right. And again, go to outdoorbuddies.org, and they can get their tickets right there online.
Absolutely.
Correct. Okay, so you can get your tickets right there online. But again, a great, great event. And I'm going to assume this, but we probably got at least one or two more corporate-type tables available, where if somebody wanted to get a corporate table?
Absolutely. We got three different levels of corporate support, and those forms are available online. You can also call in to Outdoor Buddies and get a form and sponsor a table and send some of your folks to the banquet.
Right. And, you know, we do a lot of things corporately. A lot of companies will, but rarely anything like this. So, man, how about just filling up a table and doing something that will help get and who are most of the people, because that, you know, we take out for some of the outdoor adventures?
Well, we have quite a variety of folks. Some of our members and the people that we take out are Wounded Warrior type folks, but not exclusively. We also have a number of people that have suffered debilitating injuries or illnesses, and it's actually very amazing to see what people are able to do following some of these catastrophic events.
Right.
And we have adaptive equipment that we have available to take those out into the field that have a difficult time moving around in that kind of an environment. And the Colorado Parks and Wildlife helps us with permits and things like that, so people can shoot out of a vehicle, as an example, and so forth, to make it a little more accessible to them. And
right. Well, great. So again, help us out. Go to outdoorbuddies.org. Get your tickets for the banquet. And we've got some folks going to be around town. And this is going to be on April 1st. And over at the Gander Mountain. Now, this is the new Gander Mountain over off Parker Road and E-470. But Terry will be there, so you can meet him and a gentleman named Wally. They are going to be there. Now, will that be Saturday and Sunday?
No, just Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, just Saturday, April the 1st, and they'll be selling raffle tickets. And what will those raffle tickets be for?
Well, the raffle tickets, again, will go to support Outdoor Buddies activities, and we've got a lot of great prizes. We have a gift certificate that Cavella's gave us for $1,000. We have a Kimber Pro Carry pistol,
wow.
South African Plains game hunt, and the Cadillac of the prizes is a gun safe with five firearms that you can win. And range all the way from a Browning Satori to a Kimber 45 caliber pistol.
Yeah, and, I mean, one thing, you know, I do a few of these bangers, like I say, and sometimes the guns are, you know, kind of so-so. man, every gun on there is a nice gun.
Yeah, we have the Browning. We have a Browning rifle, a Weatherby rifle, a Kimber micro, and a Kimber a full-size 45 ACP.
Wow. So circle that date and make your plans April 1st to get by that new Gander Mountain right over off Parker in E-470. Again, Terry and Wally will be there with outdoor buddies. Get you some raffle tickets. And you know what? Again, this is helping just do great things to get people in the outdoors. And we are certainly proud to be a small part of this. And then we're going to have him back on the show here from time to time all throughout the rest of this year, just talking about all the different, and let's talk about some of the other different things that you guys do besides just banquet.
Well, we have a clay shoot in August, and that's a fun event. Mm-hmm. We have teams.
You can hit them. It's a fun event. Yeah.
And companies can sponsor teams for the clay shoot. And we have a golf tournament, and that'll be, I believe, in June. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of different things. We have a pheasant hunt actually coming up. It'll actually be over by the time this is on the radio, but it was on the 25th at Drake Farms, an event for our disabled folks and our youth. We also sponsor a youth program in addition to our programs for disabled hunters.
Wow. Well, boy, this is great. Again, go to outdoorbuddies.org. Get your tickets now for that banquet April 22nd. And listen, this is at the Hyatt right there off of Colfax across from Children's Hospital. A great meal, great evening. Silent auction, live auction, a lot of great prizes. But these raffles really help us out. So, again, April 1st, they will be at the Gander Mountain at Parker Road and E-470. That's the new store, beautiful store. Terry will be there. Wally will be there. And you can help us out with tickets. What else we have? We've got about 2 minutes left to hit here. Terry, what else would you like to hit?
Well, I think the programs that we have are so important to help people that might have a difficult time having had a catastrophic event in their mm-hmm. life, a difficult time imagining not being able to get out and hunt and fish like they used
sure.
to. And I know that from a psychological standpoint, I've been told that being able to do that again is a major benefit in improving their quality of life.
Right.
And so we're pretty happy to be able to help in that activity. We are partners with a organization called Warriors on the Cataract, and this is an organization that takes wounded warriors down the Colorado River on raft trips. And you can learn more about that also on our website.
Okay.
And it's a pretty gratifying program that
right.
we are associated with.
Well, great. Go to that website, outdoorbuddies.org. A lot of the information is on there, as well as some of the events that Terry spoke of with the clay shoot, the golf, all of that. Help us out. And you know what? Volunteers we can use for this banquet. If you would like to help us out, you know, it's a big deal getting people checked in, getting people checked out after the banquet, getting everybody served, manning some of the boards and raffle games and different things like that. If you've got a few hours you could dedicate that night on April 22nd, again, go to outdoorbuddies.org. You can contact them through there, and we could use all the help we can get on that night. So, Terry, man, we'll look forward to this. And, man, good luck on April 1st, and we will look forward to our next visit.
Okay, and I want to correct one thing. I said
okay.
the golf tournament was in June. It's July 14th.
So July 14th, golf tournament. All right, I'm going to have to get involved in that myself, I think. So, good deal.
Well, that's good. That's a good, good fundraiser.
All right, absolutely. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
I was injured in an accident. At first, I didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then the pain started keeping me up all night. And these doctor's bills, they started piling up. So now I'm stuck with a bunch of bills that I can't afford. And on top of all this, the person responsible is just avoiding me altogether. Come to think of it, since my accident, it seems like no one wants to talk to me. I just don't know what to do.
Don't just talk to anyone about your personal injury case. Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. I have the experience and knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Tired of walking into gun stores and seeing the same guns everywhere you go? Check out our sponsor, Old Steel Historical Firearms. Hi, this is Scott Watley of Sportsman of Colorado. At Old Steel, they specialize in the purchase and sale of historical firearms. Need to get your firearm collection appraised? They can help. Buy, sell, trade, and consignments are welcome at Old Steel. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Old Steel Historical Firearms is located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Englewood. That's just two blocks north of Hamden off Broadway. Now you can own a piece of history at Old Steel Historical Firearms. Call 720-662-7252. That's 720-662-7252. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. You know, I hear it all the time. If you give me a good enough deal, I'll buy your vehicle. So here it is. A 2017 Crew Cab 4x4 loaded for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Cruze? Sign and drive a lease for only $199 a month. Heck, that's cheaper than a used car. And we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. So go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Again, thank you so much for listening to our show today. Great to welcome in studio Mr. Dave Prophet. Dave's been with us for several weeks now, and we've been talking about American heroes in action. Honoring American heroes, this includes combat wounded veterans, firefighters, law enforcement, a great group of people. A lot of them have sacrificed a lot, sometimes the ultimate price of their life. But those that have been, you know, injured in any way, and Dave, first of all, let me give you a proper welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me back, Scott.
And so, you know, what are some of the conditions? Are most of them injuries from work, whether when I say work, meaning from combat or firefighters, law enforcement? So injuries on the job, so to speak.
Injured in the line of duty is how we describe it.
Right. Okay. And, you know, well, what a great three types of categories to cover there with our veterans, firefighters, law enforcement, because sometimes I think it's easy to leave out the firefighters and law enforcement. You know, there's been a lot of groups for a long time about veterans.
Yes, we want to honor those who take care of us, protect us.
Absolutely. And we've been pushing our big banquet, and this is April 29th at the Castle Event Center in Thornton. Going to be a terrific, terrific event. We need you to buy tickets and help us out. Go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org and get your tickets. A lot of raffle deals going on. And you know what? If you're a business out there, and Dave and I were talking a little bit about this before the show, but if you're a business out there, what are some of the type things that you say, hey, we could still use this? And maybe it doesn't have anything to do with the banquet, but just in general, we could use this. What can some businesses do to help you?
Well, we're going to have a lot of sporting goods, things that one would use outdoors, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping gear. But we're looking for items for the house.
Right.
We're looking for items for the car and the truck.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for services. You know, maybe somebody's got a tattoo shop and would donate giving someone a tattoo, an example.
You can get a tattoo of Sportsman of Colorado Radio or American Heroes in Action.
I Love Mom.
Yeah, I Love Mom. That always works, too. So really, if you're a business out there, maybe you've got something that you could do for Dave, and you know, maybe it's just a donation. And when I say just a donation, that helps a lot because then that allows them to go and purchase some of the things that they really need. But this is all about benefiting, like I say, the veterans, the firefighters, law enforcement. And This is going to be a great event. I'm so looking forward to April 29th. So tell us, I know we've done this a few weeks, but for those who are just catching the first time today, tell us about the banquet a little bit.
Sure. The event at the Castle Event Center, doors open at 4:30 p.m. Our guests will arrive and they'll be able to play on the different raffles that we have. I know we have, for example, we're going to be giving away an AR-10. Wow. We're going to be giving away a subcompact 1911. We have other items that you can win in the raffle. People can bid on things in the silent auction and then check out the great items that we have in our live auction. At 6 o'clock, we're going to serve dinner. Now, you don't have to get up and stand in a buffet line. We're going to have someone bring you your choice of a steak or salmon dinner.
Okay.
And then at 7 is the live auction, and we're very excited about the items that we'll have in the live auction.
Okay, great. And then our ticket prices, I failed to write those down. What are our tickets running?
Tickets are just $50 a person.
Wow.
Or $90 a couple. And I'm sure that your listeners have paid $90 for a date for two
sure.
steak or salmon dinners before.
Absolutely. That's a great value. Because a lot of times, I just looked at a banquet the other day, I'm going to be attending, it was $150 a couple. So,
sure.
Again, this is a great meal. But you know what? Put all that stuff aside. This is a great cause. And Dave, you know, I know I talked about this a couple weeks ago with you, but for you to kind of dedicate your life to this, I mean, it's got to mean something to you, to because this is a lot of work, man.
I have wanted to do this since the year I spent in Iraq when I was seeing those young soldiers mm-hmm. mailing home their Purple Heart medals.
Right.
I've wanted to do something for those brave young men and women since the year 2011 when I was in Iraq.
Wow.
And yes, this is something that I am dedicated to making this a success in the ability to provide who knows how many
sure.
veterans, firefighters, law enforcement, and other first responders with an opportunity to get off the couch and get some outdoor therapy.
Right. Now, if you've put on any type of event, no matter what that may be, you know we need help. And it takes a lot of people. Dave cannot do this all by himself. We could use some volunteers for this banquet. And that means maybe it's manning, so to speak, some games, some raffles. What are some other things? Is that kind of cover what you kind of need
well,
people for?
Exactly. We'll need people to help check in our guests as they arrive. We'll need people to sell raffle tickets along, working in conjunction with the American Legion. We'll need people to answer questions about silent auction items, make sure that that little tiny set of earrings or something doesn't sprout legs and walk away.
Sure.
We'll need people to watch in the live auction and spot our bids.
Spotters, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody says, hey, I'll give you $1,000 for that, I don't want to miss that $1,000 bid. And then at the end of the banquet, we'll need people to help everyone get checked out.
Right. Okay. If you can help us out there, you can simply email Dave at Dave@AmericanHeroesInAction.org. Again, that's Dave@AmericanHeroesInAction.org. And you say, hey, maybe I can't stay from, 4:30 till 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock, whatever, but I could come for a couple of hours. Shoot him an email and let him know what your availability is, and we will see if we can get you plugged in somewhere, and that will be a great, great help. Let's talk about maybe a couple of your past adventures you've been on a little bit, and just maybe the person that was with you and their story, and then kind of what it was like after that event was over and what they told you.
Sure. One of the things that I really enjoy about these different adventures is taking someone out for an adventure on their first time. We had Jake Miller, for example, 2 years ago. He's a Marine. Jake went on his very first ever turkey hunt up in Golden Gate Canyon. And I've got pictures of Jake. We've had him on the cover of our newsletter before. I don't think there could be a bigger smile on the size of his face.
Right.
We've had people. Just this year, we took a Navy veteran, Chris, from Federal Heights, Colorado, on his first ever pheasant hunt. And he took his 10-year-old son, to come along and watch the dogs, which is even a treat for a guy my age.
Sure, I'm telling you.
And Chris got his very first ever pheasant. And not only was Chris proud, but Danny, his son, was really proud to be with his dad on his first successful pheasant hunt.
Wow.
And you know, there might not be another opportunity for Chris to get to go on a pheasant hunt if it wasn't for American Heroes in Action.
Wow.
So that's some of the things that we have done. We've got several fishing trips lined up. I just met recently with Mile High Jeep Club. Mm-hmm. They have a variety of patrols. Some where they want to go out and, you know, maybe roll a vehicle or get one stuck.
On purpose.
Yes. And we've got veterans who will want to go on that. We've got veterans who, because of their injuries, they don't want to be bounced around in a Jeep.
Right.
Mile High Jeep Club has patrols that have tamer rides, and we'll team up the vets and partner them with the right patrol and the right ride to for the most fun for the veteran.
Wow, that's great. Again, this is American Heroes in Action, honoring American heroes, which includes combat wounded veterans, firefighters, law enforcement, those that have been wounded or injured, whatever, in the line of duty. And again, great organization, but we need your help. We want to sell out these tickets for the banquet. We want to raise a lot of money for them that can help them. And I promise you, every dollar of this goes to benefiting, the veterans, firefighters, and law enforcement. $50 a person, $90 a couple. Simply go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org for more information on that. And one thing I know that we've got in the live auction, got a couple of minutes left here, I'm really excited about and may get in on the bidding myself here. I hope my wife's not listening right now. But and that's that hog hunt from a helicopter.
Correct.
Wow.
We have two Texas hog hunts, and one is from a helicopter with unlimited ammunition, and you can upgrade to full auto with unlimited ammunition. We have quite a few other exciting trips. We have bird hunts in South Dakota, Nebraska, here in Colorado. Mm. And we have two fishing trips to Alaska. The last time we talked, we had one. We've added one that I know you are familiar with and probably your listeners too, Scott. Yes Bay has made a donation of fishing trip, a guided fishing trip in Alaska.
Well, that's awesome. We're booked there to go back in September. This year. So looking forward to that. And I'm telling you, that is an awesome trip. You fly into Ketchikan, they pick you up in a float plane. And if you've been to our website at all, my Facebook page on Sportsman of Colorado, you've seen the video I took out of the co-pilot seat of landing right there on the water, because they pick up in a float plane, land you right at the lodge, take you right in. And I'm telling you, Nikki, the wife of Ryan, that is the cook. I'm not going to use the word cook. I'm going to use the word chef. The food is amazing. I'm telling you, it looks like a dinner at Elway's presentation at every meal, and it's awesome food. So I'm telling you, that's a good trip.
Many of these trips would be great because of the lodge and the cooking without the fishing and hunting.
Without the fishing, yeah, because I'm not that big of a fisherman. But you know what? When you're catching fish, it is fun, and
indeed,
it's a blast. And we caught a lot of halibut and salmon and rockfish, and I'm telling you, it tastes awesome. And right when you come back from your day of fishing there, right there, they fillet everything, flash freeze it for you. When you leave there, they put it in boxes for you. Get home about 4 to 6 hours, and it is all frozen for you. So, Yes Bay Lodge, thank you very much. Ryan, appreciate that. Again, help us out. American Heroes in Action. This is Saturday, April the 29th at the Castle Event Center in Thornton. To get your tickets, go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org. If you can help us out being a volunteer, simply give Dave an email, dave@AmericanHeroesInAction.org. Tell him what time allotment you can help. If you could help us for that whole banquet and just be willing to let us plug in where we need you, that would be of great help. If you're a business out there, one more plea for a business. If you're a business out there and you've got some things that you think you'd like to share with Dave, maybe a donation of a product, or if you'd like to make a donation, do you have any corporate tables still?
I was going to suggest that we do have a reserve 10 spots reserve table, and corporations can absolutely reserve a table, use it for employee incentive, customer incentive, or just bring friends and family.
Right. And what's that run for a corporate table?
We have a special going on right now, Scott. I call it the Reserve Table Coordinator Special, where if you get 8 guests together, you can have your own meal and a guest meal for free. So table for 10 starting at $440.
Good deal. Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Well, we did it now. Hi, Dan Johnson from Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And we received a special allocation of over 600 new Chevrolets, and we're out of room. So to relieve our problem, check these deals out. A 2017 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or lease a 2017 Chevy Cruze for only $199 a month, sign and drive. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Equinox for up to $6,000 off MSRP. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevrolet.com. Chevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to a great partner with us and sponsor with our show, and that is Denny Behrens, and that is the group Big Game Forever. You can check out their website, biggameforever.org, and as we go through the segments today with Denny, we're going to be telling you how you can become a part of this great organization. You can donate or become a member, and we'll tell you about all the different member levels and all. But Denny, thanks for being with us today.
Scott, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, same to you, sir. Same to you, sir. Boy, this weather's been a little crazy. Man,
yeah.
I tell you, it's been awesome. Oh, man.
Well, on this side of the hill, we're scared to death because everything's blossoming out and it's still, you know, March. And if we end up with a freeze, we'll lose all the fruit over here.
Boy, I know. That is, yeah. And, man, it's just been really warm. But anyway. Now, listen, last week I had Bob Brochat on, the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Dan Gates with the Colorado Trappers, a gentleman from the Mule Deer Foundation, and we were just talking about a lot of different organizations a little bit. So before we get into, you know, Big Game Forever, kind of talk about, you know, when I was reading your mission this morning once again on your website, you know, it says Big Game Forever unites sportsmen to address the most serious threats to wildlife, hunters' rights, and our outdoor heritage. And I don't know, not for the first time, but I'm telling you, that word threat has never been more real than it is today to what I just described there in your mission. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. We're seeing it all over the West right now. Humane Society, Defenders of Wildlife, Wild Earth Guardians, all these groups are attacking and attacking and attacking. Not only just the sportsmen's groups as a whole, but wildlife, professional wildlife management. And that's what we're out to protect, our North American conservation model. We have to continue to manage wildlife on a professional level, and that includes sportsmen and sportswomen from every state, and especially here in Colorado, because we've got some major issues that we're facing right now here in the state. And, you know, we see that threat coming from the anti-groups, and it's so important for sportsmen's organizations to come together right now and make sure that we protect our professional wildlife management.
Absolutely. Our guest is Denny Behrens. He's the regional director here in Colorado for Big Game Forever. Once again, check out their website, biggameforever.org. You know, we kind of talked about, too, just how to get sportsmen, and again, I don't mean that to not include women, sportsmen and sportswomen, engaged and involved in this. And, you know, I was talking with Bob Rochot again Saturday, and he's talked about all the different meetings. And unfortunately, a lot of these meetings, you know, don't get attended very well. You know, everybody will maybe complain about issues once something's passed, but then they didn't get engaged in that. How do you see a way better to get us, you know, more engaged with all these different groups and meetings so we can really understand what's going on out there?
Well, I think one of the key things is that, you know, meetings need to be held on a weekend, on a Saturday, because the average sportsman and sportswoman work.
Yeah.
And then if you try to, you know, pull a meeting together in an evening, sometimes you've got problems with, you know, schedules of school practices, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And it's difficult. And so it would be far better to me, I believe, that the division would sit down with some of the groups at one of the caucus meetings and say, okay, let's put a schedule together of meeting dates. And let's throw them up on the board and say, what about these dates? And get a consensus of saying, yes, we will meet on those dates. And then it gives us an opportunity as organizations to send that out to our members and say, it is imperative that you make this particular meeting. These are the topics.
Right.
And I think you'll get a bigger turnout than just trying to say, we're going to meet at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night, you know, midweek or something. And I know that's what the division would like to do. They don't like to have their employees work on the weekends.
But sure,
if they want involvement, I think that's what needs to happen. Currently, the strategical financial meeting is coming up this Saturday in Glenwood Springs. And so they are hosting a meeting on a Saturday. And I think if they did more of those, it would allow more sportsmen and sportswomen to get engaged.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that makes sense, yeah, because I'm telling you, everybody's busy and running 90 miles an hour, so that probably would help some. Now,
yes.
Do you find that most of the groups, when I talk about groups from SCI, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you know, you, all the other different organizations around, do things tend to, where you guys can try to work together on some of the things, or does it seem like everybody's almost got, while their goal may be the same, everybody's kind of got their own independent way about going about it?
Well, it depends on the issues, Scott. And I think that, you know, if it's a conservation issue, you see a lot of the groups pulling together, working on habitat and stuff. If it's a predator issue, then maybe that issue has a tendency to have certain people back off,
mm-hmm.
Which is a shame because it's a huge issue in this state right now. And but I think that, you know, again, especially at the caucus meetings at the Capitol, it's a good time for the groups to come and sit down and say, look, guys, we need to come together on this issue. And I think that's, you know, the crux of what needs to happen.
Right.
Hopefully, the division will chime in on that and say, look, we need to deal on these issues and we need your support. And I think that's the kind of collaborative work that needs to happen right now.
Mm-hmm. Once again, if you're just joining us, Denny Behrens is our guest. He's the regional director here in Colorado for a group, Big Game Forever. You can check out their website at biggameforever.org. And if you go to their website, you'll see a tab there that says Join the Fight. You have two options there. You can donate or become a member. And they've got memberships available from $25 all the way up to being a lifetime member of $1,000. And different little goodies come with each one of those packages and all that. But this is a great way to support because, And Denny, you know, I mean, man, to be involved in this in a political way and all the different things and people, you know, that you guys got to support and all the things. I mean, it costs money to do this. And some people may think, you know, $25, what's that going to do? A bunch of people doing that or doing some $100 or $250 or gold at $500. That really helps your guys' cause and our cause. We shouldn't say your cause. It's our cause, too.
Right. You know, people need to understand that Big Game Forever is a 501c4, so we're kind of a political machine. And we do take on the biggest threats, and of course, one of them that we're facing right now is the wolf issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did hear the appellate court in D.C. did overturn the wolf issue for Wyoming, but the problem with that is it's temporary, and, you know, there's still the option for Defenders of Wildlife or one of the other groups to come back and re-sue them again, find a sympathetic judge, and get it thrown out again. That's why legislation at Congress is so important. And I know there's a bill right now that Liz Cheney, Representative Congresswoman out of Wyoming, has. And, you know, I think they're going to get a delisting for Wyoming, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I think that'll happen this year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about this Saturday again with the guest I had, but this last Saturday on the show. But, you know, these anti-hunting groups, we need to be ready because, I mean, they are well-funded, well-organized, and, man, they're not shy about standing up what they believe. And if we as sportsmen don't do that, we look back and I think so many things with our gun rights and the, you know, magazine law, all the different things, a lot of us sat back and said, oh, you know, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. And then all of a sudden we lose some ground there. And if we don't stay on the forefront of this and help groups like Big Game Forever stay out there and do that with support, man, we could really be in trouble.
Oh, absolutely, Scott. All we have to do is go back and look at history. In 1992, when those groups filed, those anti-groups filed for the ballot initiative on Amendment 10 on the Bear Initiative here in Colorado. And, you know, even within the sportsman's group, there was fragmentation.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was worked on that particular campaign, and we developed a cartoon that had four pictures on it. And the first one was that bear hunting's being banned, and there's a picture of an elk hunter looking at the sign, and he says, well, I don't bear hunt anyway. It doesn't affect me. And then the next picture flips over, and it's elk hunting's been banned. And it's a pheasant hunter saying, well, I don't deer hunt or elk hunt. It doesn't affect me. And then it goes to the third one, and it's a picture that says that hunting's been banned. And
yeah,
it's a fisherman. And he says, well, that's okay. He says, I don't hunt anyway. And it goes to the next one, the last picture, and it says fishing's been outlawed. And, I mean, it's just a progression with these anti-people. And you saw back then the fragmentation of sportsmen's groups and the apathy about getting involved. And what happened? We lost our spring bear hunting. And you know as well as I do, and even the Front Range people know how many problems now we have with black bears.
Yep, absolutely. Once again, our guest is Denny Behrens. He's the regional director here in Colorado for Big Game Forever. Become a member today. Look, $25 gets you a basic membership. And with that, you'll get entry to all their Partner of the Month giveaways. They give a Big Game Forever window decal, Big Game Forever Epic Adventures DVD, all that for $25. And it really goes and helps this organization. We got to take a short break, but we're going to be back with more with Denny and talk a little bit more about some issues that need to be aware of. Once again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Saturday
Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I like about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. For over 48 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. So at Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention, unlike anything you'd see at a corporate-owned store. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab so they can put new lenses into your current frames. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. With well over 50 years of combined experience, Stack Optical will get to the bottom of your unique vision needs. Stack Optical in Cherry Creek near Colorado and Cherry Creek North. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam. 303-321-1578 or visit them online at stackoptical.com. I'm confident that when you meet the family at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Call them today for that $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578.
Hi, Dan Johnson with Len Lyle Chevrolet. And right now we're selling all 2017 Chevrolets at employee supplier pricing, plus all the rebates, for a total of up to $11,000 off on some vehicles. And we need your trade-ins, and we'll pay the highest prices anywhere, whether you owe money on it or not. Give us a chance. You won't be sorry. I guarantee you that nobody can sell you a Chevrolet for less than Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Joe Walsh, weeknights from 7 to 10 on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you've got any topics you would like for us to cover, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will do our best to do that. Our guest today, Denny Behrens. He's the regional director here in Colorado for Big Game Forever. Once again, their mission is to unite sportsmen to address the most serious threats to wildlife, hunters' rights, and our outdoor heritage. And we were just talking this last segment. You know, once you start giving up some things or compromising in some areas, those are things that you will never, ever, ever get back. And that's why we fight so hard, whether it be with our gun rights or gun laws, wildlife things, our hunters' rights, because once you give that inch, man, and like Denny said a while ago, it's a progression. And, you know, a lot of the groups come after and they'll just try to nip, 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 and all of a sudden we are in big trouble. Help us out. Become a member today of Big Game Forever. You can go to their website, biggameforever.org. They've got several different levels there, from a basic membership for just $25 a year, all the way up to becoming a lifetime member at $1,000. And you guys do a lot of giveaways for members, right, Denny?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a monthly giveaway that we have. And, you know, those are some major, major sponsors for us. King's Camels, one of them, Savage Arms, Browning Arms, Girls with Guns. Those are some of the ones. I believe Girls with Guns is on right now on their clothing line. And so if you join, you get a chance to win that this month. So I can remember I remember when Savvy John gave out 3 rifles all at the same time to us to give as a donation. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe a kid actually from Grand Junction where I live won that. And you talk about a kid getting excited.
I bet. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the wolf issue, that is something that we've been talking about now for several years. And also, when we talk about wolf issue, let's just educate, you know, our listeners and everything, and even myself a little bit. When we talk about wolf issue, what are we really talking about? And then you can tell about everything that's going on.
Well, you know, since that introduction took place in 1995, we've seen the wolf population just expand dramatically across the West. And just to give your listeners kind of an update, we now have wolves sighted and documented in California, Oregon, Washington, and, of course, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. But Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and Iowa. And so, you know, from wolves that were being protected in the major 4 states for the last 5 years, it's been huge to see that migration of wolves start to take place. Mm-hmm. And they are migrating into Colorado. We know that. The division knows that. So one of the major factors that Big Game Forever is looking at is the Cyrus moose population. And Cyrus moose is only indigenous to the Rocky Mountain states. And it's called America's moose, basically. And we've seen the decline up in Yellowstone by 90%, and in Idaho, 50%, and in northern Wyoming, up in Unit 17, they went from 100 tags, 75 bull tags, and 25 cow tags, down to 5 bull tags.
Wow.
That's how much there's been a decline on predation by the wolf. And so Big Game Forever has taken a look at this and said, okay, if Wyoming and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan get delisted, there is no delisting for Colorado and Utah because we had no introduction. But now we have wolves migrating into the state. So we put together a bill to protect the Cyrus moose, and it's called the Cyrus Moose Protection Act. And Congressman Chavis from Utah is carrying that bill in Congress. And it basically says that we are going to give authority to the states to protect the Cyrus moose. And with that comes the caveat also that once that management is turned over to the state managers, then the anti-groups cannot come back and litigate in that state, meaning Colorado and Wyoming, so that our state can manage the wolf. That's very, very important that people understand that, mm-hmm. because in some states, that's what happened in Wyoming and Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. When the anti sued, they found a sympathetic judge, and of course, their management plans were overturned. But if we can get this Cyrus Moose Act passed, then Colorado will be protected, and so will Utah, and we will protect our Cyrus moose here in Colorado. It's a huge icon for this state, and I know you know that, Scott.
Yes, sir. Boy, I mean, I'm astounded at those numbers right there when you're talking about the number of tags. I mean, that is a drastic reduction.
Oh, it's you know, and we look at it and say, why? You know, sportsmen are paying for wildlife management. You know, the millions of dollars that Colorado sportsmen have paid to have moose introduced into this state, and they're thriving. We all know they're thriving. And the only 2 states that have thriving populations left is Colorado and Utah. And with wolves coming across the border, if we don't have an ability to manage wolves, we could start to see in 5 years a decline in our moose populations.
Right. Wow. If you're just joining us, Denny Behrens is our guest. Denny is the regional director here in Colorado for a great organization, Big Game Forever. Help us out. Become a member today, biggameforever.org. Again, if you go to their website, you can see a tab there that says Join the Fight. And when you hit that, a couple of options you have is to donate or become a member. And memberships start at $25. You've got a $50 level, $100, a $250, $500, and then $1,000, which is a lifetime member. And a lot of great items you get with each one of those memberships. And, of course, as you go up in price there for memberships, the prizes and things that you get become a little bit more enticing. So become a member today. Just go to biggameforever.org. Now, this seems to be the kind of banquet season over these last few months, and as we get into April and May, man, I tell you what, it's crazy. But again, a lot of great, and you meet a lot of great people at these banquets too, and different ways that we can help each other. And so tell us what's coming on around the state that we can be involved with.
Well, you know, Big Game Forever is going to be hosting their first banquets here in the state of Colorado this year. The first one is being held April 8th here in Grand Junction. And we're looking forward to a pretty good turnout for that one here. And then May 20th in Denver, we'll be hosting the second Big Game Forever Banquet. And you can go to Big Game Forever Colorado Facebook page, and you can view those banquets. Or you can go to biggameforever.org and click on events, and you'll be able to see the events schedule come up, and you can click on whichever banquet you want and buy your tickets right there.
Okay. And I guess you're like most. I mean, you could probably use some corporate guys to step up and buy some corporate tables.
Absolutely. And you know, this year, Savage has really, really stepped up with us, Savage Arms. And so our corporate table this year is $1,200.
Okay.
And on that table, there is a Savage 7mm Remington Matic at each one of those tables. And so somebody at that table can, you know, they can either draw names or whatever they
want to do, right?
Yeah. But they've got a great gun on that table. And, you know, you're looking at about a $600 gun. And so that makes that table pretty, you know, pretty enticing. So
absolutely.
And there's 120 raffle tickets on the table as well. And then, you know, sometimes it's not the best thing to advertise, but there is a free beer glass at every seat.
All right. Good deal. That sounds great. So April 8th. In Grand Junction, May 20th here in Denver. And, again, you can go to their website, biggameforever.org. Check them out on Facebook as well. And just stay in touch. And that's the biggest thing. And, once again, I just reflect back to last Saturday. We were just talking about, you know, we need to be educated as sportsmen and sportswomen out there. So when we come up against issues or people just come up and ask you about things, that we know what we're talking about. And that's why I love having you guys on, Denny, because I think so many times you can go to a banquet and somebody will say something and you'll go, that's true. And then all of a sudden that gets spread around. That wasn't even the truth. So it's great to have, you know, heads of organizations on like you, so we actually get it, you know, straight, and we know exactly what's going on there. Because, and again, I think anytime you use the word, we need to educate everybody, we're not talking down to anybody. I mean, I need it myself. I mean, there are some areas probably you learn some things every day, but we just need to know what we're talking about and what we're facing and get involved.
You bet. Absolutely. And an educated sportsman is a committed sportsman, and that's the way I've always felt about it.
Yeah.
Once they learn the topics and they understand what the issue and what the ramifications of that issue are, they get engaged.
All right. Get your tickets now for that April 8th Grand Junction. Again, just go to their website, biggameforever.org, and you can get your tickets there or the May 20th banquet here in Denver. Become a member. Once again, on the website, join the fight. You can donate or become a member. Again, they start out at $25. Every dollar helps us accomplish what we need to accomplish. So, Denny, hey, man, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Scott, it's always a pleasure, and I hope it cools down on your side this day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right. That's Denny Behrens, once again, the regional director here in Colorado for Big Game Forever. We want to thank all of our guests today, and thank you for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.